USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The stage is set for President Trump's second summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Illinois Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger shares with Fox News what he believes will be accomplished this week.
But I think when it's all said and done, if he can walk out and say, here's some new steps I've gotten, here's promises from North Korea, then I think we're going to be in a better place.
The Democratic-led House is nearing a final vote on President Trump's declaration of a national emergency at the southern border. Speaking on the House floor, Missouri Republican Sam Graves says the president is well within his constitutional powers by declaring a national emergency.
I support the president's efforts. I believe he is well within the law in making this declaration, and I'd urge my colleagues to oppose Joint Resolution 46.
President Trump's former personnel attorney, Michael Cohen, is continuing to meet with the Senate Intelligence Committee. This is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
The State Department reports additional sanctions have been imposed on Venezuelan officials. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
The latest economic sanctions have been imposed against four governors of what the State Department describes as those associated with the illegitimate Maduro regime. Speaking in Bogota, Colombia, Vice President Mike Pence says the economic sanctions will continue.
The United States has imposed sanctions on more than 50 top officials, as well as on Venezuela's state-owned oil company, PDVSA, to stop Maduro's cronies from enriching themselves at the expense of the Venezuelan people.
I'm John Clemens.
The American Red Cross is teaming up with HBO in hopes of getting more people to donate blood. The Red Cross is in need of blood following a series of winter storms across the United States, which forced cancellations of hundreds of blood drive collections. They're partnering with HBO for a promotional deal playing on the final season of Game of Thrones. This is USA Radio News.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
Sherry Markadona was sexually assaulted in her hotel room while traveling for work back in 2014. According to court documents, her assailant got her room key from the hotel staff without any security checks. Marchadona tells CBS This Morning that she felt safe staying at her hotel and in her surroundings due to the hotel brand.
You walk in and you see the name, and you're trusting within the name. And through this process, I learned that it's not. There's owners, operators, franchisees, you know.
So you thought this was Hilton in charge of everything?
Yeah, I think that's something that has to be more recognizable, that when we go, it's not necessarily a Hilton or a Marriott or a Hyatt. It is somebody like, in my case, you know, an owner-operator situation.
Attorney and professor of hospitality law, Stephen Barth, has some tips for when you're staying at a hotel.
When we get to the hotel front desk, don't provide your name out loud. If the front desk agent calls your room number out loud, you need to request a different room. When you sign off on the guest check, if you're billing it to the room, hand that receipt with your information back to the server so that you know it's in the custody and control of the hotel and not some random person.
Please remember you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.